Hey y'all, welcome to the very first episode of Healing This Vibe. I'm glad you're here. If you know me, you know that this is not my first podcast. I just decided to rebrand. And if you're new here, then hopefully you are part of the journey with us. We have a Facebook group. We have an Instagram page. We're working on a TikTok page. This is not just one of those situations where you just listen to me talk. No, this is one of those safe spaces where we actually talk about real things. Real life. No faking. None of that. We're talking about the life shifts and different things that we go through in life and how we can heal from it together. So I'm glad you're here for the journey. Today's topic is something that's close to my heart. We're going to talk about the power of starting small. Because honestly, we all know that healing is not this big transformation. It starts off small sometimes. You got to take the little steps. You got to accept and celebrate the small wins. So that's what we're here for. So if you know me, you know that I write books. I have journals. I have businesses. I'm a wife. I'm a mother. I'm a friend. I'm a daughter. I'm all of that. So if I just be honest, there are a lot of things and a lot of situations that I've had to heal from personally. And so by me knowing this and understanding this, I've decided to create this space for others that may not have the techniques or the support system or just, you know, the absolute willpower to do it on their own. So that's what we're here for. I think many of us are always under the impression that we have to make huge changes overnight. Like we got to fix everything all at once or, you know, things shift and we feel as though the world is crumbling around us and we just don't understand or know how to actually keep moving forward. And over time, you realize that tiny moments become the moments that actually ground you. You have to give yourself space to breathe, to feel, set the tone for the day. You know, so I had to learn how to do that. And I realized that small doesn't mean insignificant. Small means doable. And doable is what changes. So I had to learn how to do the small things, whether it's taking 5 minutes of a breather, whether it's going shopping, whether it's reading a book, whether it's writing a book, whether it's eating or cooking or creating content, whatever my happy space was in those particular moments. That is what I had to learn to do in order to heal for that moment, in that moment, and appreciate the moment. So just a few things that I really want to focus on as to why it's important to start small. First, it's less overwhelming. When you focus on one little thing, your brain isn't like, oh, we're changing everything. You know, like this sudden switch in mindset. You don't have to do it. It's more like, okay, I can do that, you know? The second is small steps build momentum. One little shift leads to another, and before you know it, you built a new rhythm for yourself. And that's the key point. You want to build a new rhythm for yourself because we all know if you keep doing the same thing over and over again, it's called insanity, right? So with that being said, who wants to be insane? We don't have to be. Let's just start some momentum somewhere. And let's keep it moving. And the third one, most importantly, you build trust with yourself. A lot of times we're so focused on building trust with others or focusing on the fact that they broke our trust or, you know, and that's family, friends, relationships, whatever, jobs, whatever has taken place in your life that caused a drastic or traumatic change. You have to first build trust with yourself in order to heal. Because a lot of times people don't want to take accountability in situations and you start to blame everybody else and everything around you. But if you look within yourself and fix you first, you can fix everything around you. And some people are gonna say, you know, like, okay, where do I even start? So I got you. Got you. Here's a few simple ways to start small. You gotta pick a habit. You gotta pick a small habit. It could be drinking water first thing in the morning, journaling, one sentence at night, stepping outside for 2 minutes of fresh air. But me personally, I've learned to cut out some of the extra noise at the end of the night and at the beginning of my day. So at the beginning of my day, I read the verse of the day. I meditate on it to start my day. I don't open up any apps. I don't open up Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, news app, emails, text messages. I don't do none of that. When I wake up in the morning, I focus on my relationship with God and I get in the Word. That's what starts my day. When I go to bed at night, when I lay down, right before I know I'm getting ready to lay down to go to sleep, I crack open my devotional. And so we all technical and all this other kind of stuff. But if you look in your Bible app, there are different devotionals for different types of situations like healing, peace, money, anxiety, whatever. Whatever you're experiencing, there is a devotional in that Bible app. Pick one of those. It can be a 3-day devotional, a 7-day devotional, 15-day devotional. Me personally, I like to do one every week. So I try to pick either 3-day devotionals or 7-day devotionals. That way, I'm able to focus on that one particular situation or emotion or that particular place in my life. And those things, you know, it's like an aha moment when you open it up and you're reading it. But what I like about the devotionals is that it's not just, you know, giving people's personal experiences with these issues, but it gives you word to back it up. So if you're a Christian, you know what I mean? That is one of the biggest things that you may want to try. Get into the devotionals because a lot of us want to, you know, read the Bible from front cover to back cover. That's not my vibe. That's not my jam. However, I've learned that the devotionals break it down for me. So I might not be able to read it in chronological order, but I'm reading it according to the order or the space and place that I'm in my life. Another thing, number two, make it easy. Don't complicate it. Don't overcomplicate it. Put the journal by your bed. Put the Bible by your bed. Put your phone by your bed. Set a reminder. Keep your water by the sink. Don't make it hard. Make it reachable. Put it in a place where you know that it's at arm's length so that you don't make an excuse not to do it. Another thing, number three, celebrate it. Give yourself credit for showing up, even if it's small. That's important. A lot of times we wait on other people to pat us on the back and say, congratulations, or you're doing a good job, or, you know, recognizing our wins. But in actuality, we have to notice it, we have to realize it. We have to be like, okay, I got this. You know what I'm saying? I won this week, even if it was a small win. I celebrate that. Number four. This is one I think a lot of us have a hard time with, and it's giving yourself grace. So many times we give so many people grace. We forgive, 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 but we never give ourselves grace. We never just seem to let things flow and don't worry and don't beat ourselves up about stuff. We don't know how to vibe in the moment. So, with me, I think this is the one that I struggle with the most because I'm very forgiving with other people. I give people grace, you know, but when it comes to me, I don't give myself grace. And I know some of y'all that is listening, y'all don't give yourself grace. You don't. You would sit up here and you would give everybody else advice and tell them, oh, it's going to be okay. But then when you go through something or when you miss the mark, you beat yourself up about it. You dwell on it. You wallow in it. But in order to heal for real, you got to let it go. You got to give yourself grace. So I want you to think on it. While we're still here, while we're still in this safe space, I want you to think about something, a habit, hobby, something that you can do that's going to help you throughout the journey, something that you know you can be consistent with, something that is small, something that makes you feel good. I want you to think about that. And I want you to take a second, maybe even close your eyes if you can, and just breathe. Remind yourself that I don't have to do everything today. I just have to take the next small step. Starting small does not mean playing small. It means you're building something real, brick by brick, at your own pace. And that's the beautiful moment. So whether your small step is journaling or resting or setting boundaries or just choosing kindness towards yourself today, it all counts, it all matters. And that's another focus I want to concentrate on and dive deep in, is setting boundaries. Many of us are overwhelmed, tapped out, stressed out, because we don't know how to set boundaries. And not just set boundaries for ourselves, set boundaries for others and how they treat you, how they pull on you, how they talk to you. Set the boundaries. Set the boundaries of things that you do. Set boundaries with your kids. Set boundaries with yourself. Set boundaries with your spouse. Set boundaries so that you know that moment when you're at your wit's end before you actually get there. Tell yourself, hey, I got to give myself grace. I got to set the boundaries and watch how your life flows. So, like I said before, this is one of those spaces where I want to create a safe space for everybody. So, you know, let's figure it out. Let's do this together. I have a Healing Is a Vibe workbook. I have a Blooming Within journal. Get with me, connect with me, so that I can get those, you know, journals in your hands or on your devices. We have the digital version and the physical version. Amazon, Beacon, let me know. Let me know what you need. And make sure you hit that follow button so you don't miss future episodes. I'm going to do these episodes once a week, giving myself grace with this, because I think we wind down with wisdom. We were pushing so hard and so much, and so many things were going on within those moments, we just had to take a break. But you can still catch those episodes on Amazon. You can catch those episodes on Apple and Spotify. And Kim will be on Healing Is a Vibe. We will do some episodes together. She'll be back on the mic, popping in and out sometimes, because y'all know that's my girl, that's my cousin-in-law, my bestie. We vibe, you know what I mean? But we had to take a break to focus on different things in life. I relocated, different things we talked about on the episodes. We had to heal from those things. So, yeah, check those out. Still follow us with the Wine Diamond Wisdom page. But Healing Is a Vibe is one of those situations where it's not just podcasts. Like I said, we got the workbooks. We have the groups. We have the pages. This is a movement. This is a movement. So let's do it together. I will also be doing some interviews with different people that don't mind telling their story, you know what I mean? Because I don't want my voice to be the only voice that you hear. We want to be able to engage in conversations and discuss different topics and things like that. So hit me up. Let me know if you want to be on to talk about your story. Let's do this. And remember, healing is a journey, not a race. Take your time. Give yourself grace. And keep the vibe going. Until then. Talk to y'all later.